succession planning services to businesses, industries, and organizations. The Finn Group, 876-7002 or at thefinngroup.com.
It's 8:30. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says clouds will increase today. We'll see some rain coming in tonight and lasting through the weekend. Right now it's AM 580 News. And here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois House lawmakers completed their special legislative session in one day yesterday, approving plans to lease the state's lottery. It would raise $10 billion for roads and school construction. No states have made such a move yet, and it's yet to be seen how the Senate and governor will respond. Meanwhile, the House voted to restore $200 million in budget cuts the governor had made this summer. It would keep open state parks that are slated to close and help substance abuse treatment centers and agencies that deal with developmental disabilities. Groups have said about those cuts descended on the Capitol yesterday, urging lawmakers to restore money to state programs and services. Jenna Dooley has more.
Adults with developmental disabilities voiced their dissatisfaction with the decision to slash money for programs and services. Molly Chapman is the director of case management with Macon Resources Indicator. She says the group serves 175 adults, so she says many of those felt it was time to come to the Capitol to protest the cuts.
People who are trying to come into the program and receive services will be waiting and waiting and waiting because there is no money to even bring them in.
That's a similar complaint coming from supporters of drug treatment facilities. Also at the Capitol are groups fighting to keep state parks and historic sites from closing. It's unclear if lawmakers and the governor will approve a revenue stream to restore any or all of the cuts. Governor Rod Blagojevich says he took $1.4 billion from the budget because it was unbalanced. I'm Jenna Dooley.
And as state budget cuts lead to less funding for social service agencies, private fundraisers are picking up the burden. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports on how less state money is affecting United Way of Champaign County.
For the first time in several years, the United Way of Champaign County is kicking off its fall fundraising campaign with a higher goal, $3.2 million instead of $3 million. President and CEO Lynn Jones says the increase comes after contributions surpassed the $3 million goal last year for the first time.
We certainly didn't want to have a lower goal than the year before, but the real impetus has to do with the genuine needs in the community.
And Jones says meeting those needs is harder now because state budget cuts mean many service agencies are getting less state funding or have to fill the gap caused by reductions in state services.
We've seen a number of organizations who are part of the United Way Federation request additional funding kind of out of cycle because they've lost money in terms of government funding.
Jones says cuts in state funding are pushing some agencies to seek membership in the United Way for the first time in order to make up for the loss. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For more information about the United Way of Champaign County, go to their website, www.uwayhelps.org. Next year's request for state funds from the University of Illinois will be $109 million above this year's spending plan. Trustees will vote today on the initial funding proposal, which will go on to the State Board of Higher Education and ultimately to Governor Rod Blagojevich and state lawmakers. U of I spokesman Tom Hardy says most of it would be earmarked towards strengthening the U of I's academic component.
Largely that's going to go to salary competitiveness for faculty and staff for academic initiatives that the state has identified as being important to the state and various other programmatic issues across the three campuses.
The academic initiatives that the state considers important include teacher training and energy research. U of I trustees will also vote on a $454 million list of capital project requests, some of which have been on the list for years, such as Lincoln Hall on the Urbana campus. The debate over the safety of wood bats over metal bats is likely to reach the floor of the Chicago City Council. An alderman is planning to introduce an ordinance that would ban metal bats from all youth baseball leagues in Chicago. Alderman Robert Fioretti says he agrees with advocates of the ban who argue metal bats are more dangerous than wood bats. He said statistics show a ball that comes off a wood bat goes at about 93 miles an hour, but off a metal bat anywhere from 100 to 125 miles an hour. Similar legislation introduced in the General Assembly last year by State Representative Robert Molaro has not been approved. The state proposal would make it illegal for any coach, parent, or teacher to allow aluminum bats in baseball or softball games involving players under 13 years old. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we have some rain coming in, and this is going to be our debut weekend for WILL, not at the market at the square on Saturday morning. I'll be out there, and don't know who else yet. I know George Hauenstein's going to be out there, our development director, but we'll be handing out some information on digital TV, and we'll have some eco tote bags for sale that you can put your produce in, and I think we're also going to have a big notepad there so you can tell us what WILL is to you. And we may use some of your comments on the air at some point or in print or something.
I'm sure I'll be working at least one of them.
I'm sure you will, because I'm tentatively scheduling a Weather Guy's Day.
Okay.
And